The Book of Daniel, number 137, unveiling the prophetic significance of waymarks from 1776 to 2023. Key takeaways. The period from September 11, 2001 to the anticipated Sunday law in the United States signifies the sealing time of the 144,000 where the visions find their fulfillment. This sealing period, crucial in biblical prophecy, marks the perfect realization of the everlasting covenant as Christ inscribes his law upon the hearts of his people. Symbolically linked with 220, this epoch signifies the combination of divinity with humanity and restoration, free from sin. The journey through significant dates from 1611 to 2023 reveals divine orchestration in historical events, culminating in the ultimate test and sealing of the faithful. Prophetic waymarks. The sealing time of the 144,000 spans from September 11, 2001 to the imminent Sunday law in the United States, representing the fulfillment of visions. Symbolic significance is found in the period's linkage to 220, denoting the fusion of divinity with humanity, devoid of sin. Historical connections. Dates like 1611, 1776, 1789, 1798, and 1831 mark pivotal publications symbolizing divine intervention in human affairs. The preparation period from 1776 to 1798 parallels the sealing time, embodying the link between divinity and humanity. Modern events and prophecy. Events like the attacks of Islam starting from September 11, 2001 and repeating in 2023 align with prophetic patterns. The rise and fall of powers, including the slaying of the Republican and true Protestant horns in 2020, signify the culmination of prophecy. Signatures of truth. Figures like John Hancock and Napoleon Bonaparte, with their bold signatures, symbolize pivotal moments in history, tied to divine plans. The correlation between historical events, divine intervention, and prophetic fulfillment underscores the intricate design of God's plan. Ultimate test and sealing. The unfolding events serve as a test for the faithful, leading to the sealing of the 144,000. The period from 2020 to 2023 represents the final phase of divine intervention, marking the culmination of prophecy and the sealing of God's chosen ones. This exploration of historical timelines, prophetic patterns, and divine signatures illuminates the intricate tapestry of God's plan for humanity, leading to the ultimate triumph of righteousness and the sealing of his faithful followers. The sealing time of the 144,000 that began on September 11, 2001 and concludes at the Sunday law in the United States is the period where the effect of every vision is fulfilled. Some of those visions extend all the way through to the second coming of Christ, but even those that occur after the Sunday law are anchored to the period of the sealing. The sealing of the 144,000 is where the everlasting covenant is perfectly fulfilled. In that period, Christ writes his law upon the hearts and minds of his people for eternity. That sealing is represented by the combination of divinity with humanity, which does not sin. The symbolic link of 220 represents both restoration and the combination of divinity with humanity. The 220 years from the King James Bible to William Miller's first public presentation in 1831 and the eventual publishing in the Vermont Telegraph in 1833 represents the combination of divinity with humanity. It contains the signature of truth, which is the Hebrew word that was created by the wonderful linguist that combines the first, 13th, and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet to form the word truth. The 220 years from 1611 and the King James Bible unto 1831 and Miller's publication of his message reflects the wonderful linguist's signature. In the middle of those two dates, 1611 and 1831, the time of the end in 1798 represents the unsealing of a message from the Book of Daniel, the King James Bible, that produces the increase of knowledge that led to Miller's publication in 1831. The time of the end in 1798 also marked the beginning of a testing process that produced the rebellion of the foolish virgins, who Daniel in chapter 12 identifies as the wicked. Thus, 1798 represents the number 13 in the middle of the first and last letter, for 13 is a symbol of rebellion. 1798 also connects with the period of preparation from 1776 unto 1798, the time of the end. As with Miller's link of 220 years, 1776 is also marked by a divine publication, the Declaration of Independence, and begins a period that ends at 1798 with the publication of the Alien and Sedition Act. The 220 years of Miller's symbolic link of divinity and humanity is connected by the year 1798 with the 22 years of preparation from the publication of the Declaration of Independence unto the publication of the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. 22 being a tenth of 220, or a tithe of 220. The number 22, as with the number 220, represents the link of divinity with humanity. Miller's 220 years possesses the signature of truth, as does the sealing time of the 144,000. And the period of preparation from 1776 unto 1798 also possesses the same signature, for the middle date of 1789 marks the publication of the Constitution, which was ratified by 13 colonies. Miller's link that began in 1611 and ended in 1831, which found its midpoint in 1798, is linked to the 22-year period of 1776 to 1798, with the midpoint of 1789. All five dates, 1611, 1776, 1789, 1798, and 1831, are represented by a work of publishing. The dates of the period of preparation contain the tithe of 22 years from 1776 to 1798, and that period illustrates the sealing time of the 144,000, which is the time when divinity is combined with humanity. Miller's period of 220 years and the 22-year preparation period of 1776 unto 1798 both represent the link of divinity with humanity. The sealing time of the 144,000 began on September 11, 2001, and was marked by Islam of the Third Woe striking the spiritual glorious land. 22 years later, on October 7, 2023, Islam of the Third Woe struck again at the typical, literal glorious land. At the soon coming Sunday law, the sealing of the 144,000 will be completed, and Islam of the Third Woe will again strike the United States. The sealing time begins with an attack by Islam upon the earth beast, and it ends with an attack of Islam upon the earth beast. In the middle, Islam of the Third Woe struck the nation of Israel, which biblically is represented as Judah. Judah was the ancient literal glorious land of the Bible, and the United States is the modern spiritual glorious land. The three strikes of Islam were all carried out against the glorious land. The first and last was against the modern spiritual glorious land, and the middle strike was carried out against the ancient literal glorious land. The middle waymark was an attack against the modern nation of Israel, and in the crucifixion of their Messiah, literal Israel became a symbol of rebellion, as represented by the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The preparation period from 1776 to 1798 is also connected with the 220 years of the movement of the Third Angel, for beginning in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence until 1996, and the publication of the Time of the End magazine is 220 years. In the middle of that history is the Time of the End in 1989, marking the rebellion of the foolish wicked virgins. Therefore, 1611, 1776, 1789, 1798, 1831, 1989, 1996, 2001, 2023, and the soon coming Sunday law are all waymarks associated with the truth that divinity combined with humanity does not sin. 10 waymarks, two of which are twice repeated. 10 is the number representing a test, and when you add the two repeated dates of 1776 and 1798, you have a total of 12 waymarks, representing the 144,000. The waymarks all address the testing process of the 144,000 that takes place from September 11, 2001, unto the soon-coming Sunday law, where Christ accomplishes the work of the third angel by combining his divinity with the humanity of the 144,000 who for the rest of eternity do not sin. Of course, this fact can only be seen by those who, as Isaiah says it, choose to see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. On October 22, 1844, the third angel arrived as Christ suddenly came to his temple to accomplish the sealing of the 144,000. A group of Millerites then followed Christ into the most holy place. Even though they thereafter ceased to follow the advancing light of the third angel and repeated the rebellion of the first Kadesh, and were assigned to wander in the wilderness of Laodicea until they all died. When Christ suddenly entered the most holy place, the combination of divinity and humanity represented the work he was prepared to accomplish. And that work was symbolically represented by the wonderful linguist with two witnesses. Those witnesses were Habakkuk and John. In chapter 2, verse 20 of both books, October 22, 1844, is identified. One emphasized the work of atonement, at-one-ment, that began on that date, and the other identified a temple that was to be cleansed. The temple he suddenly came to is represented by the temple which had been trampled down by the daily paganism and the abomination of desolation, papalism, powers. The temple also represented Christ, who is the temple that was destroyed and then raised up in 3 days. It also represented the temple of the Millerites that was erected in 46 years from 1798 unto 1844. It also represented the human temple, which is organized by the 46 chromosomes and defines and governs a human body's genetic makeup. It is not an accident that every cell in the human body is fully replaced every 2,520 days. In all these divine illustrations of the temple that represent Christ's work of combining divinity with humanity, divinity always precedes humanity. 1611 precedes 1831. 1776 precedes 1798. 1776 precedes 1996. 2001 precedes 2023. The Millerites followed Christ into the most holy place. In the beginning, God created man. We will now return to our consideration of the three waymarks of 1776, 1789, and 1798, which represent the period of preparation that typifies the sealing time. The first period, represented by 1776, the Declaration of Independence, and the period of the two Continental Congresses, and the second period, represented by 1789, the Constitution, and the period of the Articles of Confederation unto 1798. The secret of the image of the beasts, which is the truth that the eighth head is of the seven heads, is identified in both periods. It is also identified in the third waymark of that history, but that waymark is addressing the eighth, being of the seven, as fulfilled by the papacy. The first two periods represent the fulfillment of the eighth being of the seven within the United States. The United States consists of two horns. One is associated with a man and the other with a woman. The man is the political power, it is the Republican horn. The woman is the religious power, it is the Protestant horn. Therefore, the period represented by 1776 and the Declaration of Independence is representing the Protestant horn, for divinity always precedes humanity. The period represented by 1789 and the Constitution is representing the Republican horn. In 2020, both horns were slain by modern satanic atheistic dragon powers. The true Protestant horn was slain on July 18, 2020, and the Republican horn was slain afterwards on November 3, 2020. In 2023, the two witnesses stood up, and the world which had been rejoicing over their dead bodies began to fear. In 2023, the final work of the sealing of the 144,000 began in the final generation of Earth's history. Divinity is now being combined with humanity for eternity, as the faithful of the last days reproduce for eternity, the image of Christ. In 2023, the final work of combining the apostate church with the apostate state in the nation of the earth beast began. The structure of power represented by the papacy, consisting of an apostate church ruling over an apostate state, was then being set up and reproducing the image of the beast. The great test for those who have been called is the test of seeing the formation of the image of the beast, as represented by the voices, lightnings, thunders, and the coming earthquake. The sealing time is the period where every vision finds its perfect effect, fulfillment. In the period of preparation from 1776 unto 1798, that typifies the sealing time, there were wheels within wheels, which is part of the vision which Ezekiel saw when he looked into the most holy place, in the sealing time of the 144,000. Those wheels, Sister White identifies as the complex interplay of human events. The period of preparation from 1776 to 1798 contains some of those complex interplays of human events, that should be noted. One is associated with the truth that revolutionary France typified the United States. Both nations place the papacy on the throne of the earth, and both take her down. Both nations dedicate their military and economic power to accomplish that work. Both nations suddenly remove their established religions to become Catholic. Both nations suffer an earthquake that overthrows their established governments. Both nations' histories are tied together with 1789, for in 1789, the French Revolution began and the U.S. Constitution took effect. The French Revolution lasted 10 years. Napoleon Bonaparte rose to power during the latter stages of the French Revolution. He became a prominent military leader and played a key role in the French government following his successful coup on November 9, 1799, which led to him becoming the first consul of the French Republic. In the second period of the preparation period of 1776 to 1798, the man who was the eighth, not in sequence, that was of the seven, was John Hancock. He was one of the eight presidents in the second period, represented by 1789, the year of the French Revolution. He was the only one of those eight presidents who had also presided as president in the first period, represented by 1776. In this prophetic sense, he was the eighth, that was of the seven. He is the signature of the human period, for the first period represents the divine, and he is therefore the signature that ties both periods together, the divine and the human. His signature is the most well-known signature in human history, and it represented more than his wonderful penmanship. John Hancock's signature on the Declaration of Independence is the most famous signature in history. His large and flamboyant signature has become iconic, symbolizing American independence and the defiance of the American colonies against British rule. Hancock, who was president of the Continental Congress at the time the Declaration was signed in 1776, reportedly signed his name prominently to ensure that King George III could read it without his spectacles, symbolizing his boldness and commitment to the cause of independence. Hancock was one of the eight presidents from the period represented by 1789, but he was of the seven men who were presidents in the period represented by 1776. He was the president when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Hancock ties the two periods together with his human signature, and he is located in both the first history and the second history. The first history represents the divine, and the second represent the human. And the signature that ties the two histories together is the signature of the wonderful linguist that employed a human instrument to combine the divine period represented by 1776 with the human period represented by 1789. There is only one other signature in the history of the world that competes with the Hancock signature in terms of recognition, and it is also a signature associated with 1789 and the French Revolution. The signature contains the same type of boldness that Hancock intended to convey, and it is found in the history of France. In terms of global recognition and symbolic significance, the signature of Napoleon Bonaparte has a status that compares to John Hancock's, albeit in a different historical and cultural context. Napoleon, a prominent military and political leader of France, left a significant mark on European and global history, especially during the Napoleonic Wars. His signature, often characterized by its bold and distinctive style, came to symbolize his powerful influence and the sweeping changes he brought to Europe, including legal reforms known as the Napoleonic Code. Like Hancock's signature, which symbolizes defiance against British rule and the quest for American independence, Napoleon's signature represents a different kind of boldness and ambition, the reshaping of European political boundaries and the promotion of French revolutionary ideals. Both signatures are emblematic of their respective historical figures, roles in shaping the destinies of their nations, and the broader implications of their actions on world history. When Ezekiel saw the wheels within the wheels, representing the complex interplay of human events during the history of the sealing time of the 144,000, one of those wheels had been typified by a wheel in 1789 when the Constitution of the United States, the beast with a Republican horn and a Protestant horn, intersected with France, the beast with the horn of Egypt and the horn of Sodom. From 1789 onward to 1799, France was convulsed with an earthquake that originated with the beast of atheism that came from the bottomless pit. In the sealing time of the 144,000, 1789 represents the period beginning on July 18, 2020, when the beast of atheism overthrew and slew the horn of true Protestantism. And then on November 3, 2020, the beast of atheism also overthrew and slew the horn of republicanism. The wheel of 1789 represents the wheel of 2020, as represented by July 18, divinity, and November 3, 2020, humanity. God's signature, as represented by humanity, is found in the world's two most famous signatures that are both tied to 1789 and both represent the powers who place and remove the papacy from the throne of the earth. 1789, as the middle of the three waymarks that represent God's signature of truth, possesses the signature of 13 colonies and the rebellion of the French Revolution. 1789 unto 1799 represents the history of the French Revolution, and the number 10 represents a test. 1789 is the first letter of truth, and 1799 represents the last letter of the period in France. The middle period was marked by the execution of the King of France in 1793, as the citizens rebelled against his arrogant kingly rule. The gospel of peace, which France had rejected, was to be only too surely rooted out, and terrible would be the results. On the 21st of January, 1793, 258 years from the very day that fully committed France to the persecution of the reformers, another procession, with a far different purpose, passed through the streets of Paris. The Great Controversy, 230. 1789 marked the rebellion of the 13th letter for the two-horned beast of the United States, and the first letter for the two-horned beast of France. France's middle letter was 1793, when the King of France had his head removed, and Napoleon represented the last letter when he took control of the government in 1799. The signature of truth in the history of the overthrow of France, represented by 1789, 1793, and 1799, is a prophetic wheel that is tied together with the prophetic wheel of 1776, 1789, and 1798. Both histories contain the two most famous signatures in human history, thus tying the divine signature of truth together with two human signatures. Both wheels are connected with the 13th letter in the period of the sealing of the 144,000, which is the period from the slaying of the two witnesses in 2020 until they stood up in 2023, which is marked by October 7th, 2023. We will continue our study in the next article.